Broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, this is the 20th annual WIT Connect event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And we're back here at WIT Connect live from the Georgia Aquarium. This is just a wonderful event, isn't it, Shay?
Oh, this is awesome. The crowd is ecstatic. It seems like it's a lot of fun.
It's a great vibe. Everyone's having a good time. The drinks, I'm sure, don't hurt, right?
No.
We've met some great people here. We've caught up with some old friends, made some new ones, and I'm just super excited for this next interview. We have with us Amy Conroy, Director of Global Demand Generation Operations.
It is a mouthful.
I'm sure I'm not the first one to mess that up, am I?
No, not even too close.
So tell me a little bit about what that even means.
So what I do at Infor is I run operations business operations for the whole process of marketing, right? So anything that you would consider the field execution of the marketing process for our entire company, the business of that, really taking the day-to-day out of the field marketer's hands so that they can get down to the business of actually marketing to our customers and to our potential customers. I deal with the performance management of that, the processes around that, the standardization of that, all of the things that you would really consider sort of the business management of demand gen and marketing.
So you kind of manage the marketers. Is that what I'm hearing?
My boss manages the marketers, and I help him do that quite a bit by letting him know how they're doing.
So explain to me a little bit about Infor and what you guys are doing.
So Infor is a very large company. We're close to $3 billion in revenue on an annual basis. We have over almost 13,000 employees worldwide.
Wow.
We are very large in the ERP space. We're huge in the cloud space right now. That's one of our big initiatives. Our direct competitors are SAP and Oracle, right? So if you're familiar with those names, we're very close in that space. A little bit of a smaller company than that, but we're up and coming, and we're very aggressive, and we're always on a path of growth.
Well, a small company is just a company that isn't big yet, right?
Well, we're no by no means small, but compared to our largest competitors,
right,
we're a little bit smaller.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, absolutely not. With 15,000 employees, that's a big number.
Huge, yeah. Over 200 countries, I think.
And anytime global's in your title, that's a good sign, right?
Exactly. Although it does affect your sleep patterns with conference calls.
Yeah. I'm sure it does. Which brings me to my next question. Explain to me some specific challenges that you face on a day-to-day basis in your field.
So I would say, well, Infor versus demand gen, right? Those are there are challenges in different places. I used to be in sales ops as well, right? We face a lot of challenges from a global perspective with, brand recognition, right? Because our two largest competitors are very, very well known.
Absolutely.
So we're constantly striving to be more well known in the marketplace, do more with big brand. Personally, right, challenges internally with such a large organization and so many differences globally, regionally, different localizations with languages, trying to make sure that we're addressing all of my internal customers, right, our employees, all of our internal customers, as well as our external customers with localization and things like that. So those are some of the biggest challenges that we face, and we're very acquisitive. So we're constantly striving to perfect our processes of integration when we acquire new companies and bringing them into the fold and making sure that they're integrated into really what we consider the Infor family in a seamless way. And we're constantly striving for, continuous improvement in that sort of an area to make sure that everybody is on the same message and on the same path and we're all working towards the same goal.
So do you find yourself going to a lot of events kind of like WIT or maybe trade shows or that kind of stuff?
Well, personally, I am a longtime volunteer and a leader in WIT, so I've done a lot of work for women in technology with previous companies that I've been at, and I've really brought WIT locally to the Infor offices as more of a presence. So the women in technology sort of cause, if you will, is very near and dear to my heart, and I've done a lot with the strategic events. We have a lot of different employees now at Infor that are getting involved with TAG and with women in technology now. And we are now a strategic alliance partner for Women in Technology. So we were the Bitters Breakfast sponsor here. So I spoke at that. And we are also the presenting sponsor for the Women in Technology event.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We have WIT on a couple of shows, and they are just fantastic, doing some great stuff. So I see how people can get so involved and so invested in the cause. It's truly underserved,
Absolutely. Well, and one of the things that I tell a lot of my employees and my peers is that strategic volunteering is an invaluable effort that you can make in your career, right? If you're trying to grow your career, if you're trying to meet more people, if you're trying to network more, if you're trying to grow your resume even, right? Strategic volunteering with an organization like TAG or like WIT is such a great way to get experience in something that you've never done, right? So I do operations, but at WIT I do, you know, event management or, you know, all kinds of different things that I wouldn't normally do in my job, or I used to when I directed like the strategic events and stuff like that. And it's a great way for young women to get involved and to really broaden their network within the local marketplace and to really get a lot of contacts and experience that, that they wouldn't normally be able to get just in their regular day-to-day.
So you're saying if you're a woman thinking about getting technology field or already in it, it's not too late. Get to WIT and kind of see what they're doing?
Absolutely. Being involved in WIT is one of the greatest ways that, that any person, right, female or male, really, can join this organization and this community. It's very familial. There's a very community-strong type of a feel about this organization.
Well, you can tell from the event, too.
Absolutely. Well, the VIP event might be a little bit more fancy. but yeah, no, I mean, there's so many people. Like some of the people that are sitting at my table are people who used to be leaders in WIT and have now moved on to other strategic volunteering opportunities, and there are so many people within the community that really connect. It's a great networking opportunity for your career. It's a great networking opportunity for, you know, personally. There are so many benefits about it.
So how long have you been with Infor?
I've been with Infor for just over 2 years. Previously to that, I was the director of operations for a company called Verint, and we were also very involved with WIT.
Yeah, because you mentioned that you had been with WIT for a while.
A long time.
In previous companies. So tell me how you found WIT or they found you.
So that is a very interesting question. So one of my vendors at my previous company, Verint, where I was the director of operations, one of my vendors nominated me for Woman of the Year in Technology, and I had never heard of WIT before. I frequently call WODI the entrance drug, the gateway drug to WIT, because that's really what it is, right? You get exposed to this, and I accepted the nomination. My company and our PR organization helped fill out the whole application, and I ended up being an honoree 3 years in a row for the Women in Technology Awards, and that was really a great honor, but it also exposed me to this community of people who are doing so much for young women in their careers, Girls Get IT, all of these different organizations that we help out through WIT and through our fundraising activities. It was really eye-opening for me and really made me feel more connected within the Atlanta area and in the Atlanta professional community.
Well, I know one cool thing that we've seen is the young ladies over here with robotics. We had them on earlier, for the ones from Walton.
They're amazing.
That's some cool stuff. That's got to be cool for you to see, too, that, you know, you are contributing to that, right?
Except for the fact that was a direct competitive high school to mine when I was growing up here in Georgia. Oh. Sprayberry.
Oh, I'm Kennesaw Mountain.
Oh, my goodness. That didn't exist when I was in
high
school.
I know. Sorry.
Nice.
Must have been the year after you left, right?
Just a year.
Just a year.
Yeah. Moments. But, yeah, no, that's the robotic stuff is really amazing. To see those young women come together as a team and to really be empowered to do stuff that generally females in that age group especially are, you know, historically not encouraged to do,
or not sometimes at all. Especially socially.
Right, sometimes even discouraged to do, right?
Right.
It's totally, you know, quote unquote geeky, right? But it's amazing to see the pride that they take in the projects that they do and the really cool inventions that they come up with. The robotics are amazing.
Yeah, I know Shay can't wait to get over there and play with that stuff, right, Shay?
Yeah, I've been wanting to go over there and
shoot some hoops with
the robot.
Exactly. I love it when they have games. Yeah.
And it was just exciting to see how excited they were to come on and talk about their project. And that's stuff that's so far above my head that I was completely lost with.
Absolutely. They're amazing and impressive. I totally agree.
In awe, basically.
Yeah.
No words.
So what's in the future? What's on the horizons for Infor and for you?
Well, I think for Infor, you know, there's so many things on the horizon for us as a company and our place in the marketplace. But I think culturally, right, our commitment to the community is very strategic and really invaluable to our growth and our culture and our commitment to women in technology, really, because we just have, over the past year, we've created a new organization within the organization. It's a program called WIM. And we're encouraging women to get involved in the Women's Infor Network, and we're partnering with companies like Path Builders to come in and do a lot of coaching for professional growth and to help women with, you know, the specific gender challenges that people sometimes have in a technology environment. We currently have 4 senior executives that are women, and I'm sure that we're going to have more. We're growing that number. Our COO is a female. Her name is Pam Murphy. She's very inspirational. She's great. We have several others, and we're really excited about our professional growth within Infor and our place in the marketplace and our brand recognition.
So where can people go to learn more, maybe get in contact with you and get more information for Infor?
People can always go to www.infor.com, and that's where everything is about us.
And that's
all of
I-N-F-O-R.
Our sites. I-N-F-O-R, yes. And I'm a Navy veteran, so if you need me to spell it out in call letters for you, I can do that too.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. It was nice to meet you guys, and thank you for having me.
All right. Well, I'm Michael Lauer here for Shea Thomas. We'll be back in a few live from the Georgia Aquarium at WIT Connect.